17 minutes to 8. The race day routine is now well set. We've had this discussion often enough now to know how it works in the Wallace stable. The shampoo, the nails, the light jog in the morning, and maybe a bit of a massage. That's Chris Waller. I wonder what Winx has been up to this morning. How are you, Chris?
Not quite, Matt. I'm pretty well, though, but yeah, I wouldn't mind a little massage right now.
I hope you have a shampoo before you go out there today. But I think I might have ticked a few of her boxes there, too. That's the general routine on one of these big days, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. It just keeps everyone in their exactly that routine, and that keeps horses, people calm, and likewise the trainer and the jockey, I guess, that go through their same morning things. Might sound a big deal to, well, not like a big deal to a lot of people, but yeah, you just want to keep the distraction away from obviously Winks and worry about other things like other horses racing on the day, which are almost as important.
Yeah, absolutely. I was having a chat to Peter Tye, one of your part owners, on Thursday, and it's interesting how the production's just getting bigger and bigger, and I think the measure of a legend like Winx or Black Caviar is the impromptu press calls and the media calls. And Moody used to do it out the front of the Buran Road house with the cameras clicking and the horse parading. And it was just such a big event. And because of demand and need, it's become part of the Winx routine, hasn't it? And it's been very much the case in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, very much so. And to start with, we used to say, oh, how are we going to handle this best to get it out of the way and done with so we can relax for the rest of the week? But now we also see it as a responsibility to help promote the sport, help promote the horse, I guess, to some degree, but most importantly, the sport, because there's not many times you get to really capture the audience outside of racing. And the sporting people in particular are taking a lot of notes in racing at the moment, and obviously Winx. And even outside of that as well. So, yeah, got to accept your responsibility and make the most of it.
And it's an indication of her increased status, isn't it? The more she wins, the bigger this deal becomes, the bigger the story becomes, and it's 17 straight. And this is the campaign where, you know, she's remembered for 200 years, basically, off the back of this campaign, as much as what she's done before, but this is the icing on the cake, isn't it, this campaign?
Yeah, it is, 100%. And a lot of the very basic race goers, or wouldn't be, maybe just sporting people, they wouldn't really know what the Warwick Stakes is today, if it was a Group 2 or a Group 1 or okay, it's not the Melbourne Cup or the Cox Plate, but is it a big race? They wouldn't really know, but as long as she keeps winning, they'll stay interested. And as you said, we've got to try and get through to the Cox Plate and get her name up there alongside Kingston's Town's name with history. And I'm sure there'll be other things along the way.
It's been very methodical. Peter Tye did say that too. He said that the laid-back reassurances of Bowman and the methodical methods of Waller make it very easy to be an owner because they're rest assured that everything's taken care of. And it's been that way with her. She's had the two trials and everything seems to be just going like clockwork again.
Yeah. She had a good spell, which started it all. Pre-training's gone to plan. She's had her pre-season games or trials. As you'd expect, she's worked well since then. A little bit heavier, but we don't see it as a negative by any means. We think she's actually put on a bit of strength or growing a little bit. So she's certainly not a horse going to the races in big condition. She's going to the races fit, but a bit heavier.
Was the intention to win that second trial? It seemed like an intention in the last 100 metres.
I never really asked you, but what I do know, she was a lot handier than she normally was in a trial. She was down on the fence and just balking a little bit at the markers. So if you take them a bit lightly, next thing they could pop out and sort of run away from the marker. I think Hugh, at the same time she was approaching one of those markers, which was simply a witch's hat, he gave her just a little bit of a squeeze to make sure she got past that, and then turn it, put her into a higher gear, and she made up a bit of ground. But yeah, not too much should be read into it. But I will say, we were a little concerned about her weight 3 weeks ago. She's basically the same weight now. So we just wanted to give her a bit of a squeeze to make sure she knew what she was there for and things like that.
Yeah, I think that's what people read into it. There was definitely a have a good gallop factor about it. And just with today's race, I guess the comfort for you is the next best horse in the race, and the one that'll get closest is Fox Play. And like everyone else, you've got a very good measure of the difference between Winx and Fox Play.
Yeah, we have. You don't see it on a training track. In fact, Fox Play's a poor worker and doesn't trial much good. But you have respect, I guess, for Group 1 performers and fresh performers. And I guess horses that are treating today like a pretty solid race for themselves. So I think, in general, not worry about too much and just worry about Winx and make sure she gets off to a good start and sets her preparation up as you'd expect.
Well, you don't want to get buried first up from an inside gate, so I imagine that she would be in the first three probably in the run today.
Yeah, well, we won't get too involved. She's running big fields,
yeah,
three horse fields. I think the beauty of Hugh Bowman and Winx is they're happy to be where they are rather than getting them out of their comfort zone, both of them. So, yeah, it's the beauty. It's part of her weaponry. She can just switch off and be wherever she needs to be and makes up that, say she's too far back, well, she can make up that ground in a couple of strides without too much effort being used. So it's a very good asset for her to have.
I heard you mention the other day, and I'm not going to keep harping on Winx. I know there's other runners and you've got a busy day, but you mentioned the last 300 metres a couple of times in an interview with Michael Felgate, and I reckon you're looking forward to, like everyone else, just that period of the race, just to see the brakes released and just to see her put them to bed today.
The 200-metre mark's better. But yeah, that's exactly right. She's just another horse until the pressure goes on. We don't see anything different in her training or her trial to suggest she's a superstar. But that last 300 metres of a race is when you see her start to separate herself from others. And that's quite amazing to watch when you're the trainer. And to some degree, you get a chance to relax and actually enjoy that last 20 or 10 seconds of the race.
All right, we're almost going to mozzer if we keep this positivity up. So we're just going to put Winx to the side now. Will Fox Play run second?
Oh, I guess she'd be right there. She's a Group 1 winner in her own right. She's got a great fresh record. She's had a perfect prep as well. So I think she can, for sure.
All right. A really exciting X-factor horse who we don't quite know whether he's a stayer or a gun middle distance horse. Antonio Giuseppe resumes. I reckon a lot of the astute judges are putting an X beside him this spring and not knowing what he'll win, but he'll win something big. Are you feeling that way about Antonio?
Yeah, I would be. Yeah, I'd say 2,000 metres would be a safe bet. And he might need 2,400 at a higher level to win. What I'm saying is I don't think he's good enough to win a Group 1 mile, but I do think he's good enough to win a Group 1 2,400. So, yeah, I know what you're saying and thinking. Last prep I don't think was ideal. He was rushed, and it just made it second up 2,000. I think it was a taxing run, and
on a bog
track,
the
rest of the prep,
All right, well, a fresh slate today. Sounds like he's Metrop bound or something like that in the medium term?
Definitely Metrop bound. At his fourth run, so he'll be running in the Chelmsford against Winx. And then the Kingston Towns, a group 2,000-metre race, going on to the Metrop.
All right. Just one other I want to ask you specifically about, and then you might be able to float a best bet somewhere else, but Calculated, the form has, of course, stuck up from that placing last start. Again, referring to an interview I heard yesterday, you were a little bit down on yourself for being maybe a bit too soft on him leading into that race? Or did I miss
say that? I just think he's just the stage of his career. He's still soft, but in the last month I've seen him harden up, and yeah, it was only racing 10 days after his first up win, so I don't think we could have done much. But he looks a harder type now rather than being a pretty boy before.
All right, so maybe he was soft, not you soft on him.
Oh, you don't hear many trainers say they've done something wrong.
No, I'm not going to make you say it either. So today, with that run under his belt, he's another X Factor-ish 3-year-old, isn't he? So he's got a stack of ability and promise. Does he win the up and coming and then go on from there today?
Great chance at the handicap. He's throwing it really with the weights wise and drawn well, so he should be a very good chance today. Whether he can measure up against the better horses, the weight on that one, it's the set weights change things a lot.
All right, and is there a good thing elsewhere, Chris, today?
Yeah, Faye is a very short price favourite, but 61 kilos, he's in race two, is a bit of a risk. I think you'd have a little look at Basil in the same race as an improver, so okay. Race two, number four.
All right.
Coming through, come back well, he's a horse to watch, but also a stayer in the same race, race four, Life Less Ordinary. Don't let him under your guard. He's a really good stayer in the making, and he'll run well fresh. You saw him win at Caulfield
over
1,800 first up in the autumn.
All right.
Obviously, Oma is resuming. She's come back very well with a lightweight and a really good draw. Melbourne, long as the track doesn't get too wet for Way Anchor in the last race nine, I think he's number 20. He's got a start.
Yeah, he's in, yeah.
Forget him if it's worse than a five, and I think it's a six at the moment.
Yeah, it's on the verge of being not quite his preferred surface, isn't
it? Yeah, just hope for an upgrade later in the day for him.
All right, well, I'm sure our listeners have jotted all those down, and of course, Omo Sword is the other really, really good one. Then you just gave her a nice little wrap there as well. Chris, good luck today. I know we just assume victory with Winx, but I know that there must be inner turmoil going on all around the place with the owners and everywhere that she's still got to get the job done. So fingers crossed that she gets a clear passage and we see her unleash in the last 200 today.
Good stuff. Thanks very much.